LV County Championship last year. Started with 300 and a double 100. Couldn't really dream of much better than that.
Obviously it was a good start. Looking back on it now, I was just very grateful for the opportunity. But that's all it is, really. It's just a start. I know I've got a lot of hard work to do. I know I've got a few areas on the game I need to work on as well. So I'm looking forward to the challenge and obviously with the years ahead.
What are those particular areas have you been working on during the winter?
I think spin options are a big one. I think if you bat a long time, you've got to face a period of short stuff. So I think anyone can keep improving on their short stuff as well. So I think all areas have been sort of worked on.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it.
And you've just signed a new 4-year deal. How did that feel when you signed that contract?
Well, I was delighted. I think a place like Warwick's is fantastic. Facilities, ground staff, all the backing, backing staff, coaching, that sort of thing. It's a place to be for a young lad coming through. So I'm very happy for the next 4 years.
So have you got any personal aims for those 4 years?
No, I think it's sort of hard to. I think cricket's such a funny game. You could be in the best form and still have a run of low scores. So I think I can keep doing this sort of training hard, and then hopefully opportunities will come my way. Obviously try and take them.
And you broke into the, as we said, the championship team, the 4-day team. Are you hoping to play with the 1-day teams this year, the 2020 and the 50 over?
Yeah, definitely. It's an aim of mine to try and play all three formats. A place like Warwickshire, opportunities can be hard to come by. I don't look too far ahead, so I'm just trying to take it one game at a time.
And it's you've got Jim Troughton as one of the backroom staff now. How's that going to help you with your game? Because obviously he's a bit of a mentor for you.
Yeah, no, Jim's an absolute legend. It's obviously great to have him on the coaching staff now. As a player, I didn't really play much with him, but from what I do know, he's sort of a legend in himself. So it's great to have him as fielding coach and that sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to working with him.
Okay, and finally, aspirations for England? So such a breakthrough year last year.
Yeah, no, I do want to play for England, as any kid in the county setup would. But it's a long place, a long way away. That just want to take one game, and if it comes knocking, then hopefully take it. So, but I don't want to look too far. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for your time.